I welcome you enthusiastically to this episode of Above the Clouds. Here in this text, which we will look at today, we hear what is the best activity while being in this world. I think we have at times stopped and asked ourselves, what really is it that I should do that makes most sense? And this verse answers it. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. That bhakti, which is really the essence of spiritual existence, should be done for Krishna. In that sense, it is not tainted by selfish motivation, and we should not be hot and cold in our bhakti, or sometimes do it and at other times not do it. No, it should be uninterrupted. There is this question which comes up for everyone who comes to bhakti. Is this really a responsible life? What, for instance, is with my responsibilities towards parents or the society in general, and so on? Krishna has said himself, with one's body one can acquire all goods of life, and it is one's parents who give the body birth and nourishment. Therefore, no mortal man can repay his debt to his parents, even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. Yes, the Vedic scriptures do say that we have obligations towards parents and ancestors who have given us birth. We have obligations towards devatas who manage the cosmos and our bodily functions. We have also obligations towards those who came before us and gave us wisdom, the rishis, etc. But then it says that all these obligations can be taken care of by taking fully shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda. Because it is Mukunda who offers shelters to all. In this way one is not indebted to the devas, the demigods, the rishis or great sages, the buddhas, ordinary living entities, relatives, friends and mankind, and so on. Because everyone is part of Krishna, like the leaves are part of a tree. By giving water to the root of all, that is the Lord, one can take care of all these other associated parts. The Bhagavatam teaches us, sometimes with sweet, sweet realizations, sometimes with heavy insights, how to take such shelter. In this way, the Bhagavatam prepares us for an eternal life, a timeless life. Srila Prabhupada says, actual life is spiritual existence, or Brahma-Bhuta existence, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Then Shukadev Goswami got ready to speak the Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. The devatas came from the heavenly planets and offered Parikshit Amrita, or the nectar which would make him deathless. They said, there's only one condition. Let Shukadev come with us to the heavenly planets and let him speak the Bhagavatam there. You don't have to worry. Now we give you a pot of the nectar of immortality. But after thinking about it, the sages and Parikshit came to the conclusion that the Bhagavatam is cannot be given in exchange for anything, not even deathlessness, because it prepares us to be back with Krishna. We are reminded of one great, great relisher of Krishna Katha, the great King Kula Shekhar, who understood that the highest goal, the highest occupation is not of this world, it is devotional service. And although he was a king with many responsibilities, he was very devoted to the Lord. He would regularly hear the narrations of his pastimes. There was a Brahmana who regularly recited the Ramayana to King Kula Shekhar. And the Brahmana could see that the king easily became highly emotional. One day, after hearing about Lord Rama, how he single-handedly fought with Kara, the king quickly jumped on his horse and rode in full gallop about 6 miles away from his palace to help King Ram. Finally, the devotees brought him back to his capital. So because of seeing that King Kula Shekhar valued spiritual topics about everything else and became highly inspired by them, the Brahmana avoided discussing some of the pastimes that would again incite the king, like kidnapping Sita. Now one day he was ill and he sent his little son to continue the recitation of Ramayana before the king. The young boy had not heard about the nature of the king, and so he recited the narration of the Bhagavatam where Ravana kidnapped Sita. When King Kula Shekhar heard the narration of this pastimes, he felt as if Ravan was right there taking away Sita in front of his eyes, and he felt great pain in his heart. He angrily unsheathed his sword and shouted, "Kill him! Kill him!" as he rode again with his horse into the forest. He was heading towards Lanka to attack Ravan when he came to the ocean, and he jumped in full armor off his horse and ran into the sea and shouted, "Kill Ravan! Kill Ravan!" And, "Ram, I'm coming! Ram, I'm coming!" When Ramachandra heard how Kula Shekhar was so absorbed in bhakti to him, he appeared together with Sita right in front of the king. He came rowing in a boat and took Kula Shekhar, who was actually drowning in the ocean in his heavy armor, on top of the boat, and he said, "I have already dealt with Ravan. He has received his deserved result from his lowly act. Now, please return home." When Kula Shekhar heard these soothing words, the pain in his chest vanished, and he got back his life by the darshan of his Lord. Then he could return to his capital. I'm telling this story to alert all of us that this world with all what it has to offer, is really something like a very engaging dream. Yes, we have to act properly in the dreamlike existence and observe rules of Dharma. But all this becomes secondary the moment we wake up from the dream of material existence and become fully engaged in the in bhakti. Vishnu Puri says, wear the Bhagavatam about around the neck, place it into your house and wear it on your chest. With this, he wants to say, recite the Bhagavatam regularly. When he says place it in the house, he wants to say establish its teaching in your heart. And when he says you should carry the Bhagavatam on your chest, he says apply the teachings in your life. In this way, we can wake up from the dream of material existence and enter into the spiritual existence or Brahma Bhuta existence, where life is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. I thank you very much and see you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.